Seattle voters might not have to choose between two early childhood education initiatives on their general election ballots this fall. Union groups have filed a lawsuit in King County Court. They're hoping a judge will overturn a city council decision forcing voters to pick one proposal or the other. KPLU Youth and Education reporter Kyle Stokes has more.
The question here is, do these two proposals conflict, as the city council ruled in June? The city wants to create a pilot program to pay for up to 2,000 low-income kids' preschool tuition and hike property taxes to do it. The union-backed Initiative 107 would hike wages and create new training programs for early childhood workers across the city, but it doesn't spell out a way to pay for it. The two camps could not work out their differences to fold the two proposals together, and the city council voted in June to put both proposals on the November ballot in the form of an either-or question. Council President Tim Burgess says state law gives the city that option. He feels Initiative 107 undercuts several pieces of his preschool proposal, but I-107 backers say the council is overreaching its authority. Under the Seattle City Charter, the law suit they filed reads, quote, both matters are entitled to a fair and independent vote. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.